From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Colombian President Juan Manuel Santos says he's not giving up on peace after Sunday's stunning defeat of a referendum on a treaty with rebels of the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, also known as FARC. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
President Santos told reporters the vote will not deter him from the peace process. Santos said he will not give in and will continue seeking peace until the last minute of his term because that is the best path for his country. FARC leader Rodrigo Londoño, also known as Timochenko, is also refusing to give up on the deal. Voters narrowly rejected the deal 50.2% to 49.7%. Public opinion polls going into Sunday's voting forecast the referendum would pass overwhelmingly. But many no voters were apparently offended that nearly all FARC rebels will avoid prison time for crimes allegedly committed during the uprising. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
Suicide bombers struck two Shiite-majority areas of the Iraqi capital Monday, killing at least eight people, according to security and medical officials. In the deadliest attack, a bomber targeted a market in the Mil neighborhood of southern Baghdad, killing at least six people and wounding 16 or more. Officials in northern Afghanistan say the Taliban launched a coordinated attack today in Kunduz. Authorities say security forces are pushing back the insurgents. The Taliban says they've captured several checkpoints in Kunduz. Yoshinori Ohsumi of Japan Monday won the Nobel Medicine Prize for his work on a process where cells eat themselves, which disrupted can cause Parkinson's and diabetes. It's a fundamental process in cell physiology with major implications for human health and disease. This is VOA News. Ethiopia began 3 days of national mourning Monday for 52 people who were killed in a stampede at a religious festival after police clashed with anti-government protesters, according to state-controlled media. The country's Oromo community had gathered Sunday in the town of Bishoftu near the capital of Addis Ababa. Chaos erupted after police charged protesters among those at the festival and fired tear gas, triggering a stampede. Hurricane Matthew is moving toward densely populated Jamaica and Haiti, unleashing winds that could destroy homes, down power lines, and cause torrential rains. Landslides and floods are likely. Cuba is also in the path of the Category 4 hurricane. President Raul Castro traveled to the southern city of Santiago to oversee emergency operations. Meanwhile, this man who lives in Santiago says, "We don't want people to leave their homes, but they must." He says, "We don't want to lose our lives." On the current fast track, Matthew's center will glance past Jamaica today, dumping heavy rains as it makes landfall on Haiti, and then head to Cuba. Syrian rebels and pro-government forces continue to clash on several fronts around Aleppo. The government's attempt to penetrate Aleppo's eastern side, held by the opposition, has been accompanied by a relentless campaign of airstrikes by Russian and Syrian warplanes. State media reports that the army promised rebels safe passage if they cleared out of Aleppo's eastern sector. The University of Pennsylvania's Ian Lustig says heavy rebel resistance could undermine the assault.
I don't think that they can sustain this for a long time, but possibly long enough. I think the world is mobilizing its voice, but very little else. The only thing I think that would stop this, other than their decision that it cost them too much and bad publicity, is anti-aircraft weapons in the hands of the rebels.
Low voter turnout invalidated Hungary's referendum on European Union refugee quotas, even though citizens voted in support of the government's opposition to any future mandated EU plans to relocate asylum seekers. The government claimed a sweeping victory, but analysts say that the result was an embarrassing defeat for the country's prime minister. Russian President Vladimir Putin Monday ordered a halt on an agreement with the United States on plutonium disposal, citing Washington's unfriendly actions. Putin charged early this year that the U.S. was not honoring the agreement by disposing of plutonium in a way that allowed it to retain its defense capabilities. And Japanese police are looking into the deaths of 46 patients on the same floor of a hospital